Does this sound like the kind of a business that would be successful, maybe one that you would like to run? Now, this is for women who love their handbags. You go into the shop and you, the customer, actually do the designing. Your one-of-a-kind handbag from dozens of styles. They've got scores of different kinds of material that you can use. That is, in fact, the concept behind Lil Handbags. There are several locations in Chicago. They got one in Boston now. Lil is the name of the street where Jen Verlardi lives in Lincoln Park and where you first developed this whole thing. Is this in your little apartment?
Yeah, when I first got started about 13 years ago, I was doing this out of my home. A love of fashion and textiles and fabrics turned into handbags. Started at a street fair in the north side of Chicago with not enough product to support that whole weekend street fair. So I had silhouettes and fabrics, and people were able to say, I want that style and I want this fabric, and I made it for them. Mm. And really the niche of custom was born at that event.
Well, this is our entrepreneur segment on WGN Weekend with Bill Mahler. And I always love to hear the story of the business that's behind the business. And so were you in the corporate world at that time, or how did you make the transition to
this? I was working in interior design. I was doing mostly corporate interior, and I could see people that were in that industry that just knew what they loved. They had a passion about it, and I didn't feel that necessarily for what I had gone to school for. So I knew I loved fabrics and that tactile experience of making something, taking something raw and making it into a product that people could use.
A lot of folks get that. And the idea is to figure out what your passion is and then pursue it by all means with all aggressiveness. Mm-hmm. Was it that clear to you?
Well, it certainly was something that I wanted to make something of. I knew that I wanted to be doing something different than what, you know, I was doing 9 to 5. So I signed up for that street fair, and I needed validation from people who didn't know me to say, yeah, this could work. And really, you could see it at that first event where people were excited to be the designer. They were excited that they got to get something very unique and specific to their taste. They didn't have to know how to make it, but they could say, I like this and I'd want to see this put together.
And to walk around with a one of a kind and know that nobody else on the planet has exactly that.
Exactly.
So that component, the design element that the customer would be doing the designing, was that sort of the differentiator?
It exactly was a differentiator. And you could, that energy that you saw at that first street fair is still evident today in our stores. So if you come into one of our stores, you see people at tables interacting with fabrics and friends that they make within the store, or helping them make decisions, or they bring family members or, you know, their best friends to get together for a girls' weekend. There's lots of different opportunities to come in and design together.
Let me see if I'm right. Am I stereotyping here? I think there are shoe women.
Yes.
There are handbag women. There are jewelry women.
Yes, I would completely agree with
that. Okay. So this would, you're going for that one niche that just loves handbags. Might there be a business model that it could expand? I mean, shoes you can't make, but maybe jewelry, might that be?
Certainly something that's creative and has that interactive, experiential element to it. I think in retail, you're looking for something that you're connected to. When someone comes in and they design it themselves, they have this emotional connection it, and they're going to tell people about it. They're going to say, I made it, and I went to this
place. When a lot of us don't think we're very creative in that department.
Right, and that's what we're here for. We have stylists on hand, whether you're shopping online. We have a live chat that you can work together. You can custom design online as well, and we have a network of party reps who go out to people's homes and offices that also can do that same experience.
Now, this is a business, so the creative side, that's the passion, but there's also the necessary business side with the taxes and vendors and all the back office stuff you've got to do. Now, that had to be part of your planning, too.
Yes, and I think you know, as I got started, I didn't know everything that I was going to get myself into, but you have to be a little left brain, a little right brain, I think, to balance both of those things. And you rely on your network of people that you know, or people who you interact with, and you tell them what you're doing, and you look for those experts that can really lend that assistance to you as you need to know something that you're not specifically an expert on.
Was it a capital intensive? Where did the money come from?
Well, I waitressed a lot to get it going.
So self-financed?
Self-financed to begin. Wow. And I really, as the business grew, I made decisions about how I was going to, you know, reinvest that money into the business. And it's something that as we've grown as a business, you know, we've watched that bridge as it comes.
Yeah. You said 13 years ago, it seems like you have, in fact, passed the point of no return.
Yeah, we're in it for the long haul.
Yeah, because, you know, small businesses, that's a very dicey roly when you launch forth. I'm sure you weren't certain that there would be success.
No, certainly not. I mean, you get clues and you take that and you direct the business. It evolves as you grow and you make decisions and involve your customer feedback in how you make
forward.
Was it
an ever upward trajectory, or were there setbacks and pitfalls? And
certainly there's been ups and downs with any business. I think that you find that, and you just take the best parts of it and see if you can push that forward and in a direction.
Yeah. How many in Chicago? You have two here now?
We have two stores. We're in Lincoln Park at 904 West Armitage, and then we just opened this fall in the Bloomingdale's building at 900 North Michigan, and we have a pop-up that's just here for the holidays. It's out in Deer Park Town Center, and we're there through the end of December, potentially extending a couple more weeks into January.
All right, well, you ventured into Boston. Why did you pick Boston?
We've been in Boston about 9 years. We opened there in 2004, and it was another market that was similar to Chicago.
And you're on Newbury Street,
Newbury
is that right?
Street.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I spent some years in Boston. That's sort of Oak Street, Rodeo Drive-y kind of upscale.
Brownstone shops and things.
So do you have greater ambition? Because if you've been in Boston for 9 years, sometimes people say, yeah, we've been in Boston for 2 years, and then we're looking for New York and San Francisco in the next 6 months.
I think we're really looking at Chicago. There's a lot of, we've had a great experience out in Deer Park Town Center. There's a lot of customers in the suburban area who aren't necessarily traveling into the city to have that kind of experience. We have a network of reps that serve that area, and we're really seeing that there's a customer base out there. So we're looking at additional expansion out in Chicago.
Jen, hold up a couple of your bags. Describe what I'm looking at.
This here is our Lily tote. She's one of our most popular tote styles. She can either be worn as a large tote, or she can be pinched in to be a trapezoid shape. She's part of the Lynx collection.
And that's attached purse to the top rim there?
Yep. This is a Nancy that's attached to it, so you can mix and match your straps, the pieces that clip on. We also do some tech items. I think a lot of people are getting tech products for the holidays. So we have covers for iPad, tablets. We have
so people would go in and say, here's my iPad, and I like that fabric, I like that material, and then your people put it together.
Yep, you can choose that. So you can really customize your tech product. Right now we're running a special on our tech products where you can come in. It's 30% off for our e-readers, iPad covers, and cell phone.
Well, Jen Verlardi, it's called Lil Handbags, and hit us with your website.
It's 1154lil.com. That's 1154lil.com.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out what the numbers mean.
The business is 1154 Lil Studio.
Oh,
so a lot of times shortened to Lil Studio.
Yeah, okay. But. Well, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having us.